This is worth a look.
Heaven, I'm in heaven.
Apparently your whole life was spent persecuting an innocent little mouse. Now, with a record like that, I can't let you through. I'm sorry, Tom. However, the Heavenly Express doesn't leave for an hour. If within that time you can obtain the signature of that little mouse on this certificate of forgiveness, you will be permitted to pass. Now, if you fail, it's this.
Let me have him! Send him down! Give him to me now!
Remember, you have only an hour.
It is time to cast off words in darkness.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is time again. Once again for It Is Time. Hello, my name is Ed Gutfeld, and we're glad you're with us on this podcast, and we're are going to be talking about heaven, as if you wouldn't know by that introduction. A little dream with Tom and Jerry, and Tom is having a dream, and Mr. Jerry is, he's been persecuting him his whole life, and at the pearly gates, he's been saying, hey, you know, this is what you've done all your life, and unless you can get a slip of forgiveness from Mr. Jerry, you're going down to the bad place. And it's a maybe a silly illustration, but there is a heaven to gain, a hell to shun, and there's some mighty, mighty, mighty poignant messages in that, and we need to draw from that and use that as a springboard into the truth of the Word of God. And God talks a lot about heaven. Jesus talked a lot about heaven, and there's so much in the Word about heaven and about hell that we need to go ahead and just dedicate a broadcast to it. And there's a lot of things you're going to get out of that. I'm telling you, we've got some wonderful things lined up for you, some songs, old songs, new songs. But more importantly than that, we have the truth of the Word of God to help us know what it is we can do, what choices we can make, and how to walk and talk with our God forever and ever. Amen and amen. So before we get into the message, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. This is Philippians Financial and the 419 account.
They tell you, if you sign up for the retirement, by the time you get 30 years in, you're going to have $1 million if you say such and such. I don't know anyone over there that has $1 million.
Money is being siphoned out every year. It's like having a leaking bucket.
And the chances of ending up behind the eight ball are very large.
Financial institutions seem to be coming and going in these tough economic times. Some say they are too big to fail. How secure is that? At Philippians Financial, it's God that can never fail. Philippians Financial knows it can be tough to know where to put your hard-earned dollars, especially that first 10%. But we know it's God that you put first and His Word that you trust. When you invest in your special 419 account, you are putting your trust in God's promise. Then the ministry goes forth with financial strength, having received of each believer the offerings and first fruits as an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Then Philippians Financial goes to work as God says, He will supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This 419 account is not subject to the up and down conditions of this world. This is a promise backed by the throne of God, a strength too big to fail because God is too good to fail. At Philippians Financial, our 419 account is the right choice at any stage of life. It's eternal, it's safe, and it yields the highest dividends of any investment on earth as it is in heaven. Make the Philippians 419 your choice. Philippians 419 is only available through Philippians Financial and faith in Jesus.
He's been known to heal the sick in distant towns by only speaking a word. He once walked on water just to get closer to his friends. He fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. His blood redeemed the world. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world. drink the living water that only he can give. He said,
"You'll never thirst again, my friends."
Well, yeah. We're talking about heaven. This is the Imperials.
It's a great, great morning. You're for saying in heaven when you stroll down the Golden Avenue. There are messages left and right, and you thrill every side, and the saints are always smiling, saying, "How do you do?" It's a great, great morning. Your first day in heaven when you realize your worrying days are through. You'll be glad you are not idle. Took time to read your Bible. It's a great, great morning for you.
I had a dream, I now confess I hated to awake.
He dreamt he was an angel at the great pearly gate.
St. Peter said, "Why, hello there, where have you been?
We've got your mansion ready, so come right in."
And then he rang for an angel to act as a guide.
He spread his wings and time or two and learned how to fly.
Oh, it's a great, great morning. If we're staying in heaven when you stroll down the Golden Avenue. There are mansions left and right, and we thrill at every side, and the saints are always smiling, saying, "How do you do?" Oh, it's a great, great morning. Your first day in heaven when you realize your worrying days are through. You'll be glad you are not idle. Took time to read your Bible. It's a great, great morning for you. Oh, it's a great morning, a great morning. What a happy day.
Yeah, that's the Imperials, and First Day in Heaven. We have a lot of different kinds of music on this program, but I'll tell you, it's all message-driven. We don't try to, we just have all kinds of different stuff we draw from, but it's all about the message, and the message is heaven is a real place, and that song talks about your first day in heaven. Well, you know, we want Mr. Tom to get back up there in heaven, and he's got to get a little thing of forgiveness within the hour. So we'll try to get that done for him, if you saw the opening or heard the opening. But I want to just read something from the Word. This is out of Revelation chapter 21. And I just want to read this beautiful portion of Scripture and let God paint a picture on the inside of your heart. Because this is the word of the Lord, and this is true. Speaking of the gates of that city, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, and it was transparent as glass. Yeah, it was. Oh, that's God's city. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are in the temple of it, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, and the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor to it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, and there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations to it. There shall be no wise enter it, anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is a psalm by Phil Wickham, Celio. And God, we thank you for the reality of heaven.
I'm walking through the bright white gates, breathing in and out your grace. Saints and angels stand.
Silio. And that song is called Silio, about heaven. And what a beautiful truth it is in the Word of God that heaven is a real city. And, you know, it's not the, we had that opening with Tom and Jerry, and he said, you know, you've been tormenting this cat all your life, and heaven doesn't belong to you because it's not for, you got to get a slip of forgiveness from Jerry, the mouse, before you can get entrance, gain entrance into this holy city. And so, you know, obviously that is not the truth, but forgiveness in general is, and that is God's business. It, God is in the business of forgiving. In fact, if you want to know the truth, your sins have already been forgiven. And that is a fact from the Word of God. It says, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And God has done something about our sin in Christ. And what happened on the cross was that Jesus bore our sins. He bore our sickness. He bore the whole curse. And cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, according to Galatians 3:13. And Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. And the blessing of Abraham includes eternal life with Christ forever. Because if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so God is not imputing our trespasses against us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he's committed to us the word of reconciliation. To wit, or to know that God was personally present in Christ and not counting our trespasses against us. So our sins have been forgiven, but we have to receive that. And there may be a situation where somebody has left you some money or some property, and it belongs to you. Legally, it is yours, but you have to appropriate it. You have to go and sign the paper. You have to go and literally get it. And that's what prayer is, and that's what reaching out to God is, and that's what faith is literally appropriating what is already provided. And so if you don't appropriate it, it doesn't belong to you. You don't, even if it belongs to you, you don't get to enjoy it. And so your mansion, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you about it. But I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. You know, come on now. Where I am, you may be also. Where I am, you may be also. Where is that? Oh, my goodness. That's the throne of God. That's that golden city. Oh, my goodness. Somebody get excited about it. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, 22, he talks about that golden city. This is Leon Patillo and a song called Golden City. The dimensions are true. It's a real place.
1,500 miles. 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles. Golden City. 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles, Golden City.
Behold, I looked, and the holy city came down from the sky. It shone so bright with God's glory. Stop.
Golden City by Leon Patillo, and what a powerful song. Oh, God's city is so beautiful. God's city, you know, he's going to be the king of that city. And I'll tell you something, oh my goodness. You know, Jesus told, he told about the rich man and Lazarus when Lazarus had died in Luke 16:19, and said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your life received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. And I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, and lest they also come to this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one come to them from the dead, they would repent. He said unto him, If you hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will there be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You see, eternal life is God's to give. And you don't play games with stuff like this. And I think this is so powerful because, you know, people are so, you know, our hearts are so deceptive. You know, we can be deceived so much in our hearts to say, God, if you're real, you got to show yourself to me. You got to prove yourself to me. You got to, you know, send somebody from the dead, et cetera, et cetera. But yet we can look at the creation of God and say, man, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth showeth forth his handiwork. And if you're honest in your heart, you could say, you know what, Lord, you don't have to show me any signs. You've shown me enough in your creation that you're so beautiful and so wonderful. Your city, what I'm reading about in your word must be true. And they said, you know, hey, Father Abraham, if one went to them from the dead, they would repent. And he said, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't repent. And he said to them, he said, if you hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I know this to be true. I know a fellow that was dead 4 days, and he was raised from the dead. And I know people are scratching their head right now. Yeah, I've heard these stories all my life, you know. No. This guy actually died. And, you know, we had him at our church, and he preached. And, you know, I remember talking out on the street. Yeah, there's a fellow that, you know, died on the operating table, and he rose again, and then he came back to life, and it's a miracle. And I just want you to hear what happened to him. Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. You know, I had a cat that died, and he came back to life. Whatever. You know, people just don't want to be interrupted in their daily chores, their daily life, their daily whatevers, and going about whatever until something really drastic happens. Then they want to know. Well, we're here if they want to know. You know, we're not going to put anybody down. God had mercy on my soul. And he has mercy on your soul. But we need to remember something, that God is great. God is great. And his mercy is great. And his loving kindness is great. And the word of God is so clear and so precise and so wonderful. We have the words of Moses. We have the prophets. And we see how God has been faithful through the years. And I just want to tell you, particularly if you're a Christian, oh, don't be looking for signs. Don't be looking for things that, is God real? God, are you real today? Are you real tomorrow? Are you speaking to me now? Begin to just start praising God. Begin to start loving God. He's prepared a place for you. Oh, but that place is so wonderful. And it won't be too much longer, you know? Even if you live to be 100 years old, that's not that long. When you think about eternity, it's a drop in the bucket. And heaven is a real place. And we're going there. And Andre Crouch wrote a song called Soon. And very soon, we're going to go see the King. I want you to hear it and rejoice in it in the name of Jesus. We're going to see him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we will see his face. Come on now.
See the man.
That's Andre Crouch. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. And it doesn't get any more straight than that. We're going to see him. Oh, my goodness. We will look upon his face. Hallelujah. And God is able by his Spirit to wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. No more dying there. No, we're going to see the King. No more crying there. Oh, and sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Oh, my goodness. Half the songs in the world are written about pain and suffering. And oh, Lord, help me make it through the day. But I'll tell you something. God poured out his Spirit. He doesn't want you just crawling around and barely making it through the day. He wants you to be more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Paul the Apostle faced death three times. He said, we've been persecuted, but not forsaken, pressed down, but not crushed. Hallelujah. Oh, we're more than conquerors through all these things that have come against us. Death, neither life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Why? There's something eternal beating in the bosom of the Apostle Paul that was put there by God, put there by the Holy Spirit. He tells us to rekindle the flame, fan the fire, and stir up the embers, that Holy Spirit of God that separates us from this world and the way it thinks and the way it participates and the way it does what it does. And that's the ways of the world. God tells us there's something going to happen. We're going to see him face to face, man. And so he does wipe away all tears from our eyes. And no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There shall be no more pain. The former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. Revelation chapter 21, verses 4, 5. And he says in verse 6, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the river of life freely. And I love this. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Who is not going to heaven? The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars. They shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There is a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. And we need to be cognizant of that. We need to be aware of that, because God doesn't want us to walk in a place that causes us to absolutely be stolen from our inheritance. Church, you have an inheritance, and don't let anybody take it away from you. You know, I love this song. This is Kenneth Copeland. It's an older song, but it talks about only the redeemed shall hear his voice on that day when he comes in clouds of glory to take us all away. The graves will then burst open, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And we which are alive in Jesus will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. He's talking about going to be with the Father. And the Lord is going to come, and the angels are going to reap the souls. But the Bible tells us in Thessalonians, hey, the graves are going to open up, man. And the dead in Christ shall rise. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What's God saying? He's saying that there's an eternalness with our Father. And we're not just going to be sitting on a cloud with a harp with a bit like a little fat little naked baby. No, those pictures are so crazy. But there is a reality of heaven and a reality for the redeemed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let this song sink into your heart. Bless you. Thank you, Father.
As I look around me in these days we're living in, I question, how much longer will it be? Will the Father reaches over to touch his Son on the shoulder and says, Jesus, go bring our family home to me? the dead in Christ shall rise. We which are alive in Jesus will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Up to now, we've been looking through a glass so dark and dim, and only a few mysteries have we known. But I sense now in my spirit His returning is upon us with a shout. God's trumpet, we'll soon be gone.
That's Kenneth Copeland, and only the redeemed shall hear his voice on that day. And we need to thank God that we have something in Christ that's so wonderful and beautiful, such as an assurance in our heart that what God has promised about heaven belongs to us and is something that's being kept for us. Yeah, reserved for us. And nobody can take that reservation away. It belongs to you if you're a Christian, if you're saved, if you belong to Jesus, it belongs to you. And there's something very wonderful about that that should change the way you think about the things of your life, because it causes you to think differently, to walk differently, to talk differently. You know, there in John 14, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I would come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said that where I am, you're going to be also. I don't know if that flips your switch like it does mine, but man, I'll tell you what, that does something to me. And I'll tell you something else that is absolutely incredible, and it's in the book of 1 John. And it says in 1 John 3, verse 1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we should be or shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now watch this. This is what the part that I really, man, whoo. When we talk about the coming of the Lord, we're talking about heaven. We talk about what's going to happen beyond here. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Whoa, man, oh, man. Talk about cleansing power. Somebody said, I don't know how to get my heart clean. Well, you know what? You just go ahead and meditate on this. I remember, in fact, we just played a song by Kenneth Copeland. I remember Kenneth Copeland said he had gone to when he was very, very young in the Lord, he had gone to a meeting conducted by Hilton Sutton. He was teaching on heaven and the coming of the Lord and the things that God has prophesied. And he had a smoking habit that he couldn't break. And he always had these cigarettes up on his visor. And he went to this meeting, and I think it lasted a whole week. And as I said, he was very, very young in the Lord, just born again. But he was struggling with this smoking thing. And he said he got in there and he was talking so much about heaven, so much about the realities of heaven and what heaven would be like and the time and day in which we live and how close we are to the coming of the Lord, that he said that he forgot completely about smoking. And he said, God showed him this scripture. Every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. When you have the hope, the blessed hope of Jesus taking us to heaven, the blessed hope of being with him forever, it purifies your heart in ways you could never get purified. And the sin that makes things so ugly and so wrong is just burned out of your life. And you begin to walk in an area of freedom you never experienced before. Why? Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And when I think of heaven, I think of all the people that went before me, that paved the way for me, that that gave money, they gave time, they gave talent, they gave treasure. Somebody said, oh, churches just want your money. Well, you know what? It takes money to reach people. You have to have sometimes you have to have a building. Not always. You can have a prayer group that meets at a house, but even the person at the house has to have a house. But the people who won me to the Lord and gave their time, their talent, their treasure. And I just say, Lord, thank you for those people. Thank you, Lord. And we get to heaven. We're going to thank all kinds of people for being faithful. This is a song by Ray Bolts. It says, thank you for giving to the Lord. When we get to heaven, we're going to experience that. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and receive from the Holy Spirit. Thank you by Ray Bolts.
Dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. I am so glad you came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry. I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am
Amen. That's Thank You by Ray Bolts. And what a powerful truth for all of you that work in children's ministries, all of you that usher, all you that greet people, all you that work in the parking lots, all you that do the music ministry, all you that work as secretaries and do office work, all you that clean the church and clean the windows and the carpets. All of you that do whatever you do for heaven, and maybe you host a small group, and maybe you help the person that hosts the small group. Maybe you just visit the hospitals and go take somebody some flowers and a nice card. All of these things are things we can do for God and in God's plan. And it all amounts to somebody's life being changed. And how precious is that? One soul being changed by the power and the love of God. Man, God is so good. You know, it's worth every effort to tell the devil to just take a hike and just get out of town, because we are the church of Jesus Christ. And we're not going to allow people to run roughshod over us. We're not going to allow people to steal our inheritance. We're not going to allow people to, the devil, to come in. And he is bound for the eternal pit. Oh, you got that right.
You know, this is a, we do some fun things on this program. This is a serious topic. We're talking about heaven and hell. We're talking about eternal life. And sometimes we do something in a fun way to relay or relate an eternal truth because, you know, we say it three or four different ways. And we pray that all those different ways of saying it help us get it and get something in our heart to such a place that, you know, we are acting on the word. And that word that's inside of us is taking root. And it is actually doing something so powerful that we are acting in the, on the word. So this is a little bit we do, and we're going to hear from one of our sponsors right after it. And so don't go away. We're going to be right back with some more music, some more truth, some more power. But this is a simulated boxing match. And notice one of them is the victor and the other one is a loser. And the loser may be fighting right now. That's Satan. But his ultimate doom is pending, and he knows it. In this corner, wearing red trunks, hailing from the mountain of God, created as the anointed cherub that covers, but since has been cast out as profane and fallen from heaven as lightning, destined to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone with the beast and the false prophet, to be tormented day and night forever and ever. He is the prince of the power of the air, the prince of darkness, the dragon, that old serpent, better known as Lucifer. I give you the devil and Satan. In this corner, wearing white trunks, left for dead in trespasses and sins, with no righteousness of their own, but now crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised with Christ to walk in newness of life. The General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven, the Church of Jesus Christ.
It is time.
Yeah, we're back again. We're back again, and it's time to hear from one of our sponsors. We enjoy 2Core 10-4. They've been good friends with us, and they keep on giving us good products, so we want to bless them right now. Our sponsor this half hour is 2Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the Father of Lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2Core 10-4. 2Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of spirit and life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify Revolution, simply log on
to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression. But we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
Yeah, that's the devil, and he's lost. He's a loser. Yeah, it's not really his voice, but he thinks he's got a big bad voice. Jesus took his teeth out and dethroned him, and he is now paralyzed, and he can't win. God has something destined for us. I like this song by Bob Kilpatrick, and he wrote this song about his father, who passed away, and his father was such an instrumental part of his life, as an instrumental part of his ministry, and a good man of God. And this song's dedicated to him. Let him tell his story through this song.
Because my father's already home. But I'm going home one of these days. One of these days we'll all be home. So I wrote this song for my dad. My father is there, and I am there in my heart. Sometimes I long to slip away, to join the ones who departed. The mighty cloud of witnesses bears silent testimony. When I shall join the ranks of them, I worship Jesus only. One of these days we'll all be home. Hey, oh, hey, oh. Over the hills, no more to roam. Hey, oh, hey, oh. Our sorrow and our sadness will turn to joy. Powers of earth and all that glitters and glimmers will darken our hearts, will weaken our hope. But we must always remember that we will shed this thin mortality, and we will slip beyond the veil, the darkened mirror laid aside, and face to face we'll hail him. One of these days we'll all be home.
Hey-ho,
hey-ho. Over the hills, no more to roam.
Hey-ho, hey-ho.
Our sorrow and our sadness will turn to joy.
Man, that's Bob Kilpatrick live with his band and a song called One of These Days. And we thank God that we are going to be there one of these days. It's amazing. It's amazing to think of that thought. I don't know if you can take it all in and completely in one session, that heaven is our home. God is our father. Jesus is our elder brother. And we're welcomed in that beautiful city. Forever and forever, to be with the Father, to look upon Him as we look upon each other. Hallelujah.
And when we know, it says in 1 Corinthians 13, oh, you know this scripture. Most of us have been raised in church. You know, it's a portion of scripture we need to get in our lives, probably more than anything else, and about the love of God. But he says there, we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away, speaking of the word. When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. Now watch this. But then face to face. But then face to face. But then face to face. We shall know as we are known. Yeah, we got to do one more song. And this song is such a blessing, but we got to read some scripture before we do it. And it is out of Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of thine house and your gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and in the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, and as beautiful as heaven is going to be, and as magnificent as it's going to be. Pardon me. Oh, we need to get excited about heaven upon the earth now too, because God says if we obey Him, our days could be like heaven upon the earth. This is David and Nicole Binion, and this is heaven on the earth. Heaven on earth. Receive it into your life. Call it into being. Come on now.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Heaven on Earth by Nicole and David Binion. And that's what we're walking in right now in the name of Jesus. That's what we're inviting into our life. Yeah, it says in the book of Deuteronomy. And we're thankful for God's word that comes to pass. And oh my goodness. He said, therefore, lay up these words in your heart and your soul and bind them in signs upon your hand that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, that your days may be multiplied. Verse 21, Deuteronomy 11. Your days and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Lord, thank you for those days, touching our hearts, touching our lives. Oh, thank you so much, God. You're such a good God. You're such a beautiful God. And we thank you for days of heaven upon the earth. We thank you, Lord, that you're causing us to walk in a way that's worthy of you, that heaven is changing. Heaven is changing our life. The beautifulness and the eternalness of heaven is changing and transforming us. Oh, that we'll see things the way you see them and walk in the light of it in the name of Jesus. Well, you know, we're out of time. We've gone a little bit over here, but that's okay because, you know, hallelujah, Jesus is Lord and we're in his hands. Hey, it's time to move, but I'll tell you what, we get on our Harley, tell you it's time to keep shouting the victory. It's time to tell somebody. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Till next time, this is Ed Gutfeld saying, don't put it off because, yeah, it is time.